Hello and welcome to this week's podcast, where I talk to co-artistic director of the festival, James Waters, about what's behind the Master and Commander concert at Inveresk Church. What is the Master and Commander programme based on?
Well, the fun thing about running festivals is you get to pursue your own obsessions. And I have a bit of an obsession with the sea. The Master and Commander programme is based around the Patrick O'Brien series of novels set in the Napoleonic Wars. And at the core of these novels is a relationship between the captain, Jack Aubrey, and his surgeon, Stephen Maturin, who also happens to be a spy. And their relationship is enhanced hugely by the fact that at the end of many a long day, they retire to the captain's cabin and play chamber music. Aubrey plays the violin and Maturin plays the cello. The interesting thing is that these books have a real cult following, and a number of people have managed to track down what the pieces of music in the books actually were. I was in Inveresk Church during last year's Lammermuir Festival, and I looked inside the door and there was a note saying Admiral Cochrane. Now, Cochrane, not that Cochrane, I should confess, Cochrane was a real figure and was the person on whom both Jack Aubrey and also Hornblower were based. Purely coincidentally, there was an exhibition at the newly reopened museum in Edinburgh around Cochrane and his exploits. And I suddenly thought, well, look, this is a festival. You want to do things that you're really obsessed with. I thought, let's actually do something around the Napoleonic Wars in Inveresk Church, where there are indeed Napoleonic admirals buried in the graveyard.
Robert Hardy, who is the actor well known as Siegfried in All Creatures Great and Small, and more recently Cornelius Fudge in the Harry Potter films, is going to narrate the concert. What made him an appropriate choice?
Oh, well, the interesting thing about Robert Hardy is that he has two lives. One, he has the life that you've described as the major classical actor. He's also a really serious historian. He is one of the world's leading authorities on the English longbow, and he was very closely involved in the raising of the Mary Rose. The link to O'Brien is that he knew him personally and also has recorded readings of all of the books. And also loves classical music. I don't know whether anybody listening to this heard him on Desert Island Discs a few weeks ago, but his choice of music was really fantastic. And it's one of those things where you thought, yeah, in an ideal world, who would we get? We'll never get him.
And what will the format of the concert be?
Oh, well, we will actually hold it together by one of the Beethoven quartets, which is Op. 18, number 3, which was written in 1801, which was the year that Master and Commander, the original novel, is set. And then with readings done by Robert Hardy and other works that are trackable back to the book. So it'll probably be about 40% reading, 60% music.
And it's called Master and Commander. Is that the title of one of the novels?
It's the title of the first novel in the series. It was also the title of the film that Russell Crowe was in, which was a conflation of three or four of the books. But it's the first of the books, and it was described by Sir Francis Chichester, who was the first single-handed sailor around the world, as the best book of the sea I've ever read.
And you can hear more of the Beethoven Quartet featured in the interview, as well as other music in the books played by the Raeburn Quartet, along with readings by our very special guest Robert Hardy at Inveresk Church in Musselburgh on Sunday, the 16th of September at 8 p.m.